Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The third baseman, Steve Braun. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bobby Darwin. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Danny Thompson. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Steve Bry. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Rich Reese. Batting eighth. The catcher, Glenn Borgman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Corbin. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Ray Corbin. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Don Buford. Batting second. The shortstop, Bobby Grich. Batting third. The center fielder, Don Baylor. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Terry Crowley. Batting seventh. The catcher, Johnny Oates. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Cuellar. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Cuellar. And now, play ball. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tovar moves to second. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Twins. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rorick Harrison now pitching. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry hits a fly ball into center field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a fly ball into right field. Crowley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a fly ball into right field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman hits a fly ball into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Corbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corbin is called out on strikes. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a pop-up towards short. Grich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles nothing. the Orioles will come to bat. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Darwin. Powell reaches second base with a double. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Borgman fields it and throws to first for the out. Powell moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Carew reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Darwin takes first base on ball 4. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Darwin moves to third. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0 for 1 in the game. Bry is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rorick Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison takes first base on ball 4. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Reese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0 for 1 in the game. Grich hits a fly ball into right field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0 for 1 in the game. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0 for 1 in the game. Borgman hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Ray Corbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corbin is 0 for 1 in the game. Corbin bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. 2 outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tovar strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor hits a fly ball into center field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Powell hits a fly ball into right field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-2 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Braun takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Darwin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Braun moves to second. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Thompson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0-for-2 in the game. Bry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 0-for-1 in the game. Crowley hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Twins. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates is 0-for-1 in the game. Oates is called out on strikes. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Rorick Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Harrison strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-2 in the game. Reese hits a fly ball into right field. Crowley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Borgman hits a fly ball into center field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Corbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corbin is 0-for-2 in the game. Corbin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. Buford hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Braun settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 0-for-2 in the game. Gritch strikes out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Baylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles 1. the Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-3 in the game. Carew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carew. The throw from Oates and he is safe. Carew steals second. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Braun hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Crowley. Braun reaches second base with a double. Carew scores. It's 4-1, Twins. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Braun moves to third. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Darwin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grich has Braun trapped. There's the throw to Oates and over to Robinson, who tags Braun for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Nettles now playing center field. Cesar Tovar now playing right field. Steve Braun now playing left field. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Crowley takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates is 0-for-2 in the game. Oates is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Braun fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Orioles 1. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-3 in the game. Braun is called out on strikes. One out. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-3 in the game. Reese hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Borgman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Reese moves to second. Ray Corbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corbin is 0-for-3 in the game. Corbin bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-strike-3. 2 outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Tom Schoppe pinch hits for Rorick Harrison. Tom Schoppe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schoppe hits a ball on the ground towards third. Braun fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-3 in the game. Buford strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-3 in the game. Grich strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Orioles 1. The Twins will come to bat. Grant Jackson now pitching. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Carew strikes out. Oates drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Carew out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Braun hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Oates settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baylor is called out on strikes. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Powell hits a fly ball into right field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mark Bellinger pinch runs for Brooks Robinson. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Crowley hits a fly ball into center field. Nettles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 4, and Baltimore Orioles, 1. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.